It is time for Brian Ross to stop by. It's time for Real News. Brian joins us, of course, on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Brian.
And good morning to you, Marshall. What is it? Hoodie.
Well, it looks like a hoodie. It wears like a hoodie, except instead of having a hood, it's just got collars and a zipper. That's all.
All right. Okay. So like a sweatshirt.
It's not really. It's not really a sweatshirt either. That's why I call it an unhoodie hoodie. I never like hoodies. Just because they block your vision to the right and left. And I want my peripheral vision. All right. The big story for us, of course, in America right now is the hurricane that slammed into Florida. Our weekend meteorologist lived at the point where the hurricane came in. Thank God his house was at 35 feet above sea level. But while he didn't get totally flooded out, he still got a little bit of flooding, believe it or not, with the storm surge. The wind raised havoc, of course, because he was at a high point.
There are quite a few residents in our area who have homes down there and spend the winter down Boca Grande and other places down in that southwest part of Florida who I'm sure are sweating the results of what happened overnight. As the sun comes up this morning, they'll actually get a first look at just how bad it was.
All right. Now, we'll switch over to our favorite villain of the moment, and that is Vladimir Putin. They held the sham referendums, and then unexplainably, the two natural gas pipelines were sabotaged.
That's been a busy week for Vladimir, blowing up pipelines and sham elections. This morning he'll sign the documents that sort of make these regions of Ukraine officially Russia, which allows him to say anybody who messes with Russia, they use the full force of the Russian arsenal against them.
Well, you know, you see the pictures, the independent pictures of people leaving Russia, the fighting age men.
It's stunning. Hundreds of thousands of men just getting on airplanes, packing up a bag and going to the airport or trying to cross the border into neighboring countries. He's got a real problem on his hand, and that's why he's dangerous at this point. He's cornered. He's made a bad decision, and he can't get out of it.
And it's going to be very interesting because the Ukraine is not going to settle. They're going to attack those regions. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it's going to set up a very tenuous situation. I mean, there's even been, with the pipelines being affected like they were, if Russia ever admitted doing it, that would be an attack on NATO.
And NATO's talking this morning about a possible military response to what happened there.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think we've seen the proof of the sabotage, but from the point of view of the NATO military people, no other explanation is possible.
And if they can prove that, an attack on NATO, and an attack on NATO means it's an attack on all, and that really is a squirrely situation that could come up.
Well, we've always known this is dangerous, and it sounds to me like it's getting even more dangerous right on the edge there. I don't think anybody is rooting for a NATO war with Russia, but it's a slippery slope, and I hate to see this happening, but that's what's going on. And, will Putin be able to withstand the domestic unhappiness with his decisions? Will there be enough to unseat him or to change his mind? Same questions being raised as the public raises its anger in Iran. Two totalitarian countries feeling the impact of the public using the internet and social media to organize.
You look at Vladimir Putin's position, and you go back to when Gorbachev was the head of Russia. They basically ran out of money spending against the United States. And they had that one downfall there because, once again, Gorbachev they were trying to replace him and it didn't succeed. Russia is rapidly running to that same situation.
Well, it's an interesting question. And I think one of the other questions that, the leaders of the United States have to consider is, at some point, do our interests diverge between Ukraine and the U.S.? Are they all in to get everything back, or are we going to push them to sort of settle and let's end this war? Because the consequences, of course, have been huge, and they're going to be even worse come this winter with gas and oil from Russia no longer easily or readily or reliably available.
All right, come back into this country. Donald Trump has once again avoided having to testify in New York out of that position. Why? Well, because he planted himself at Mar-a-Lago during the hurricane. I mean, you can say what you want about the guy, but guy knows every trick in the book. I mean, he really does.
Yeah, but, you know, the one trick too many, perhaps. New York Times with a terrific story this morning that his calculation demanding the special master to look at the documents that were seized at his country club may have backfired, because the special master is a well-regarded New York judge, Raymond Deary, who has a no-nonsense reputation. And he has told the Trump lawyers to put up or shut up and to file papers by tomorrow as to whether they believe, as Trump has said publicly, that documents were planted by the FBI or they were involved in some sort of misconduct. So he has said to them, essentially, put up or shut up. And so far, they have not put up, and Donald Trump has not shut up.
An amazing situation. The time we're in, it's just plain amazing anyway. But when you add Donald Trump and what's going on with January 6th in New York and Georgia and now Mar-a-Lago, I mean, it really is an unprecedented time we're looking at here with a former president of the United States.
I think all his tricks and all the things he's done to try to delay and stall, you know, with this special master. I think the Time story, if you haven't read it, it's very powerful and very compelling that one trick too many, the special lawyer he hired in Florida to handle it, not backed away from being involved in the documents. I think that he's in for a real comeuppance, I think, from this special master who has proved to be a straightforward, honest man. And, you know, one other thing I'd note, next week the Supreme Court back in session, and a Gallup poll out today shows the level of trust and confidence by the American public in the Supreme Court and the judiciary has fallen to a new low. Very, very troubling, I'd say, for that institution, which, you know, unlike Congress or the media or the presidency, had maintained a strong level of trust from the American public, but this new Gallup poll suggests otherwise. And the Wall Street Journal has this fascinating story this morning, Marshall, about Justice Elena Kagan, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, and Samuel Alito firing shots across the bow in their speeches about each other, with Kagan saying the worst moments in the court have been when judges have essentially reflected one party's or one ideology's set of views in their legal decisions. And Robert says, just because people disagree, it's no basis for questioning the court. And then Alito, and these are all strong words from people who know how to use their words. Alito says, this crosses an important line to say the court is somehow being criticized because of its decisions. So it's Alito versus Kagan, with Roberts there. Troubling times for the Supreme Court. And they began their session, of course, next week, and it will be, once again, a lot riding on what they decide.
And the turmoil in government isn't only here, once again, already over in England, in Great Britain. The new prime minister had presented tax cuts, and once again, a majority of members of our own Conservative Party were very upset with what she presented.
Well, it's these are troubling times for the economy everywhere, and of course, as we were just discussing, the Russian the issues with their natural gas and the oil, whether it can be a reliable supply, threatens all the countries in Europe, especially Germany, which has remained steadfast in its support of Ukraine. But it could be, if it's a cold winter, it's going to be very difficult.
And then you look at China, which has invested money all over the place, And their economy is really tanking and will continue to tank as more and more of these real estate deals crumble and fall. I mean, there really is an economic crisis going along with the crisis in Ukraine and in the world.
And they are intertwined, really. Yeah. I think, the world would be a better place if the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's what it is, came to an end. And if Vladimir Putin came to his senses. But without that, there are issues that affect the economies everywhere, not to mention, as you say, the Chinese real estate bubble.
Amazing times, and there's a lot to talk about. Brian, always great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Okay, stay warm. It could be time to turn the heat on.
Not yet. I'm stingy. Okay, Brian, take
Watch
care.
Watch that calendar. Thanks, Marshall.
All right, bye-bye. Brian Ross at Real News. You can find Brian on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.